Mesechtes Gittin, Daphnin Dalet, 12 lines at the bottom of Daphnin Gimel Beis, V'rami Dramea Dramea B'Diraisa, and the Gemara is going back on the Gemara that we spoke about yesterday, where the Gemara brought a machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Huda, B'negei Mitamei Medamea Menasech, where Ramei said, Echot Shoyeg B'Echa Mezid Chayiv, and Rabbi Huda said, B'Shoyeg Potter B'Mezid Chayiv, and the Gemara originally stated that Ramei holds that Chizkiah, the Hezek Shein Nikah, Loish Mehezek, and Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi Yechron, that Hezek Shein Nikah, Loish Mehezek, and then Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak said that really everyone could hold like Rabbi Yechron that Hezek Shein Nikah Loish Mehezek, and the machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Huda is if you can't Shoyeg Otamezid, as Ramei says we knas Shoyeg Otamezid, and Rabbi Huda says we do not knas Shoyeg Otamezid, and then the Gemara brought a stira from Ramei on Ramei and Rabbi Huda on Rabbi Huda from the case of Mevashel B'Shabbes, where Ramei says B'Shoyeg Yechol B'Mezid Lo Yechol, and Rabbi Huda said B'Shoyeg Yechol Mat Shabbes and Mezid Lo Yechol Oylamis, and the Gemara stated that over there we see that Ramei is Goyzer Shoyeg Otamezid and Rabbi Huda is not Goyzer Shoyeg Otamezid, and Lachari it's a stira both Lefir Ameya and Lefir Rabbi Huda, and the Gemara answered that it's not a stira to Ameya because Kikonis Rabbanan B'Dereisa Leikonis, Ameya only said that we knas a person and we knas Sheyigot Amezid by Divrei Seferim because the Tzrichin Chizik. However, B'negei Bishul B'Shabbos, which is an Issa Dereisa, L'Shchiach Ta'Avri Allah, Hilkach Leikonis, as Rashi pointed out. However, Rabbi Huda holds exactly the opposite, Ki Leikonis B'Drabbanan, that B'negei Adrabbanan we don't knas, but B'negei Adereisa, then we knas that since you did such an Issa Chamor, therefore Rabbanan felt that we knas you lachikai, our Rabbanan Zakrashi to kill Leikonis and Sashegig. And our Gemara now begins by asking a steer Rameah that we just said that Rameah holds B'negei Shabbos that we do not knas Shoyeg Otamezid, and since Bishul on Shabbos is a Sur Dereisa, therefore it's not Shchiach that someone will be over on it, and therefore the Rabbanan did not have to knas Shoyeg Otamezid. But the Maisa, as we'll see in a moment, Ramea hold B'negei Shemitah, which is also an Issa D'Raisa, then we are still Geizah Shoyeg Otamezid. And as the Gemara brings, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Hanateya B'Shabbos B'Shoyeg, if someone plants on Shabbos, which is of course one Lamed Tes Melachos, and he does so B'Shoyeg, either because he didn't know to plant would be us on Shabbos, or he didn't know that today is Shabbos, Yikayim, then you could keep that planting, and you don't have to pull it out of the ground. However, B'Mezid, if you do so B'Mezid, then we can ask you and your Akka, and you have to pull it out of the ground, and you have to uproot whatever you plant. And of course, this part of Braisa makes sense according to Ramea, as since we're talking about Issa D'Raisa, and we're talking about one Lamed Tes Melachos, therefore there was no reason to knas Shoyeg Otamezid. However, Uva Shvius, if it's during Shemitah when you planted Bein B'Shoyeg Bein Mezid Ya'akar, then it doesn't make a difference if you planted B'Shoyeg or B'Mezid, you would have to uproot whatever you planted, Divrei Ramea, these are the words of Ramea, and it's clear Ramea holds, even though Shemitah is D'Raisa, we still knas Shoyeg Otamezid, and L'Cher Tzestira Ramea Ramea. And in a moment, we will see that the Gemara will ask that why do we have to ask a question on Ramea from the prior Braisa to this Braisa, if in this Braisa itself there's a stira Minei Bay in the words Ramea, as he starts off Hanitea B'Shabbos B'Shoyeg Kaim Mezi Akka, and we are not going to Shoyeg Otamezid, and by Shvius he says we class Shoyeg Otamezid, and the Braisa continues Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda argues on Ramea, and he says B'Shvius B'Shoyeg Kaim Mezi Akka B'Negei Shmita we will not class Shoyeg Otamezid, however B'Shabbos Bein B'Shoyeg Bein Mezi Akka B'Negei Shabbos we class Shoyeg Otamezid, and Rashi points out that even though the Gemara says V'rami Drameya Drameya B'Diraisa, in reality the Gemara has this question on Rabbi Huda as well, and really the Gemara should have said V'rami Drabi Huda Rabbi Huda B'Diraisa as well, as B'negei Bishul Rabbi Huda said we do knas Shoyeg Otamezid, and now we see that although Rabbi Huda said B'negei Netiyon Shabbos that we do knas Shoyeg Otamezid, however B'negei Shemitah Rabbi Huda stated B'Shoyeg Kaim B'Mezid Akar, and we're not knas Shoyeg Otamezid even though it's a Din D'Raisa, and as Rashi says V'hu Adin Nami Rabbi Huda Kasha, really this question will be shver according to Rabbi Huda, as we just explained. El mishum the Tanakam Rameyu, since the Tanakam of this Braisa Rameyah, Nokalei, so therefore we speak about Rameyah first, Umaskono, Alibitabayam, Tatsin law, and Lemaisa the Gemara will answer according to Rameyah as well as according to Rabbi Huda. And the Gemara continues and asks the question that we mentioned before, that Lechur in this Braisa itself, we have a stira on Rameyah Rameyah by Shvius and Benegay Natias Mineo Bay, and we also have the same stira on Rabbi Huda from Natias to Shmita Mineo Bay, and we didn't have to go to a different Braisa, as in this Braisa itself, there's a Stira Rameya on Rameya and Rabbi Huda on Rabbi Huda. And as the Gemara is, Mechtei, Hadaraisa v'Hadaraisa, planting on Shabbos is Deraisa, and planting on Shemitah is Deraisa. Maishna Shabbos and Maishna Shvius, why is it B'negei Shabbos that Rameya is not Gezer Shoyeg Otamezid, as he says, Anitea B'Shabbos B'Shoyeg Kaim Mezid Akka, and B'negei Shemitah, Rameya in the same Braisa states, Bein B'Shoyeg Bein Mezid Akka, and the same question, of course, would apply to Rabbi Huda as well. And the Gemara answers, Elohasim Kedektani Taimah, that the reason for Rameya is as Rameya actually states in the Braisa, as Om Rameya, Rameya stated, Mepnei Mani Yomer, B'Shabbos, B'Shoyeg Kaim Mezid Akka, why is it B'negei Shabbos that I say that we're not Gezer b'shegu otamezid uveshvius bein b'shegu bein meziyaka. However, in the gear shmita, we are going to shegu otamezid. And Rameya himself explains mepteishi yisrael meinul shvius ve'im meinul shabbosais. As Rashi states, yisrael meinul shneisit tiyasul shvius, that Klai Yisrael would count the years of the plantings towards shvius lefisha tzrich limnei shneisan tiyal la'ol levai, because you always had to keep cheshbin bein gear ol levai, because you yaitim isa ola u'mechalan isa rabius. When a tree is finished with the olah cycle and it's finished the first 3 years where you can't use the tree at all and you can't use the pears at all, and you revoy where you have to bring the pears to Yerushalayim, and when people see that you started using the pears of this tree, people will count the years backwards, and they will then realize that this tree was planted during Shemitah, and then they will think that it's mutter to plant trees during Shemitah. And because of this chash, Rameya said that although generally I wouldn't be goyzer shoygar to mezid, but when someone plants a tree during Shemitah, they require that you uproot that tree even though you planted a b'shayig, as otherwise people will see that you start using the pears of this tree in the fourth year, and they may come to think that you're allowed to plant a tree during Shemitah. However, certainly b'negeya Shabbos, there was no reason to say that because someone planted a tree on Shabbos that anyone at a later point will realize that this tree was planted on Shabbos, and that won't cause people to be over on Chil Shabbos. And as Rashi at the top of Daf Nundalim Alf states, ve'im meinin tiyasul Shabbos, that there's no reason to count when someone planted their trees for Shabbos, that no one's counting the days, they only have to count years, and therefore at a later point no one will realize that this tree was planted on Shabbos. And the Gemara continues another pshat, that Klal Yisrael was nechsha to plant during Shemitah, and they weren't choshed to be mechal Shabbos. And the Gemara asks, my dov acher, why do we need the second pshat? And the Gemara explains, this is what the Gemara means to state. As v'chitema, even if someone want to say that the first teretz is not valid because Shabbos nami, even regarding Shabbos, zimnin miklo yom lam b'Shabbos, sometimes you'll actually have to count backwards and you'll count 30 days backwards and people will realize that this tree was planted on Shabbos, and when will there be the inatahu yoyma who the sakle shasa v'yiloy le'sakle shasa. As we know, although we always state that olah is a 3-year process, in reality you don't have to count a full 3 years. As long as you planted a tree 30 days before Rosh Hashanah or more, then it would consider the first year of its life cycle, and you only have to count another full 2 years in order for this tree to be considered a full 3 years old, and now olah will be over, and any fruit that grows in the next year will be considered netter revoyah and will have to be taken to Yerushalayim to be eaten. And as Rashi brings for the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the Shleishim Yom B'Shana Chashiv Shana, and therefore at a later point when people are eating from this tree and it's only after 2 years, people will ask, why is it that they could eat those pears after 2 years? And they'll say, because it was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and that was already considered its first year. And then they'll make a cheshbon and they'll realize that this person planted this tree on Shabbos, and therefore L'chari we have the same chash as B'negei Shemitah, and L'chari if so, Rameya should also be Geizei Shoygar Tumezei B'negei Anitei B'Shabbos. On that Tashma, Davacher, that's why we brought the second pshat, that Nechtu Yisrael Al Shvius, that Rameya was choshed that people will actually go and find Heterim for Shvius, because people weren't so careful on Shemitah, and that's why he was Geizei Shoygar Tumezei for Nechtu Al Shabbos. And he felt that even if someone makes such a cheshbon and will realize that this person planted this tree on Shabbos, that will still not cause other people to be Mechal Shabbos, as they realize that this person was Ivan Chil Shabbos. And therefore, we now have a teretz that there's no steer between Rameya in this Braisa, and there's also not a steer from this Braisa B'negei Shemitah to the din of Rameya B'negei Bishul B'Shabbos, as although Rameya says B'negei Shabbos, that since it's the Raisa, therefore we're not going to be Goyze Shoygar to Mezid, however, B'negei Shemitah, he was Goyze Shoygar to Mezid. And the Gemara continues and now brings down that there is also a steer between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda, like Kasha, that's not Shver, the steer between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda, as B'negei Bishul on Shabbos and B'negei Nitiv Shabbos, Rabbi Huda says, we're Goyze Shoygar to Mezid, and B'negei Shemitah, Rabbi Huda was not Goyze Shoygar to Mezid. And just like on Nungimu Abeis, the Gemara answered, B'negei Menasech, that's the Raisa, and Rabbi Huda was not Koyne Shoygar to Mezid, Mishum Chumud Abeis Chavim, Mibdul Bedilimine, therefore, B'negei Shemitah, the Gemara also says a similar teretz, and the Gemara states, like Kasha, it's not Shver, Basu Rabbi Huda, Chamir Lushvias, as in the place where Rabbi Huda lived, the people took Shemitah very seriously, and therefore, they did not have to be Goyze Shoygar to Mezid, and the Gemara brings the Huda then the place where Rabbi Huda lived, there was a person that said to his friend, Daya by Darasa, and he was trying to invade him. He said, you're a ger, the son of a geris, a Malay, and that ger responded to him, Anole achle period of shvius kavaseich, that even though you're calling me a ger, you should know that you're worse than me, as at least I don't eat pears to shvius like you do. And therefore we see on what level people considered the Issa Shemitah, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, B'negei Shemitah, we didn't have to be Machmer, and we didn't have to be Geizah Shayigot Amazid. And before we continue, let's just point out that Rosh Hashias, on the Gemara's point of Chitema Shabbos Nami, Zim the Mikkel Yom Lamish Shabbos, etc., the Lechira, the case of Shabbos is still not similar to the case of Shemitah. As B'negei Shemitah, once someone sees that someone is eating the pears of the tree during the fourth year, then they certainly can count backwards and realize that this tree was certainly planted during Shemitah. However, B'negei, this din of Shabbos, even if they'll count backwards and they'll realize that the 30th day before Hashanah was Shabbos, but they don't necessarily know that this tree was planted dafka 30 days before Hashanah, as it could have been planted 31 days before Hashanah, and it was planted on a Friday, or was planted even before Friday, and therefore it is still not a Echacha, Ayin Sham. And before we continue, let's point out that if Reuben, who is a Zar, eats Truma of a Kohen B'mezid, then he can pay the Kohen back with money. However, if Reuben ate the Truma of a Kohen B'shoigig, and even if the Truma was Tummy, then based on Xer Sarkasov, he must pay the Kohen back with Truah, that is Chul Misukanim, and the Truah automatically then become Truma, as the Pasuk states, V'nasim HaKohen HaSakredish, and we learned that through the Nesina of the Yisrael, it becomes Truma, and as Rashi says, Alma Dover Roy Lachal of Shem Truma Binan V'loy Mois, and the Gemara will now ask a question based on the fact that Rameya held that by Dindra Banan we cannot shake Atu Mezid. And the Gemara begins, Tashma, bring your Raya from a Braisa, Achal Truma Tmeya, Misham Chulun Tayrin, that if Reuven eats Truma Tmeya, then he has to pay to the Kayin Chulun Tayrin, and as we said, that Chulun Tayrin will become Truma when it goes to the hands of the Kayin, Shilim Chulun Tmein. Let's say this Zara pays Chulun Tmein instead of paying Chulun Tayrin, Mao, what is the din? So Amma Sumcha, Sumcha states, Bishum Rameya, in the name of Rameya, Bishayi Tashlum Tashlumin, that if he does this Bishayig and he didn't realize that he's given Chulun Tmeim, then even though he gave Chulun Tmeim and now becomes Truma Tmeya and it's not as good for the Kayin, but ultimately he gave back what he took, and since he ate Truma Tmeya and he paid back Truma Tmeya, that would be fine since he did this Bishayig. However, Bemezid, if he does so Bemezid, ain't Tashlumin Tashlumin, then his Tashlumin is not valid and he would have to go and repay the Kayin with Chulun Tayrin. And the Gemara will ask, that L'chayr, why is this a problem if L'maisa he only ate Truma Tmeya and he paid the claim back with Chulun Tmein, and why should that be an issue? V'chamrimim and v'cham agrameya, and they say echad v'chzeh, it doesn't make a difference if you made this payment b'shegig or b'mezid, tashlum tashlumin v'chayzu mishalim Chulun Tayrin. And even though your payment of Chulun Tmein is a valid payment, and as Rashi says, v'hi nasim chuma u'mamim kain, that they become chuma and actually becomes the mamim of the kain, and really the kain got back exactly what you took, v'im kiddush ben ishim kudeshes, and the kain uses this tefuah and is mekadosh a woman, it would be a valid kiddush. However, the Chacham hold that we knas Reuven, and Reuven still has to go and repay the kain using Chulun Tayrin. And the Gemara continues and explains this brisa. And we ask a kasha on this brisa. B'mezid amai in tashlum tashlumin. Why is it? Rameya said that if Reuven pays to the kain Chulun Tmein, it is not a valid tashlumin. If he did so b'mezid, if tavi la bracha, if the chayyur should even be benefit for the kain, as the achum inay immediately chazle be made to masai, because Reuven ate truma tmeya, which was not roy for the kain to eat while he was tar, and therefore wasn't so valuable to the Kayin, and Mishalim Le, Midi Dechazilei be made to Masai, and he pays him back with Chulun Tmein, which a Kayin can eat during the time when he's Tamei, as it's Chulun Tmein, and it wasn't Truma Tmeya. And Rashi points out, the Avagav the safe saying, he nas in Truma, that how could the Gemara say that it's actually better by paying him Chulun Tmein, if we said that once the Yisrael pays Chulun Tmein to the Kayin, that it actually becomes Truma, and now it becomes Truma Tmeya, Lechazilei da Tmei, at this point, of course, the Kayin can't eat it, as it's the same as Truma Tmeya, and of course L'maisa, the Kohen will not be able to eat this Tfuah during his Meituma. Zok Rashi, Miu Chulun Tmein Mechavan L'shlumei, L'maisa the Yisrael thought that he's giving the Kohen a benefit as he was giving him Chulun Tmein, V'leyonda Dehim Nasim Truma, and the Yisrael doesn't necessarily know all the intricacies of this din, and he didn't realize they'll actually turn into Truma, and therefore why are we Knas this Yisrael for doing this? And because of this question, the Gemara will now change the Pshat in his Braisa, and we'll get to that in a moment, and let's read Rashi, which is five lines from before it gets wide, the Achamine Truma Tmeya, the Lay Muscle Mecha Metuma, that a Kohen can't eat Truma Tmeya while he's Tummy, the Achel Truma Betumas Haguf, as if a Kohen eats Truma while he's Tummy, Bemisa, he'd be Chai Misa, Vafila he Tmeya, and even if the Truma is Tummy. And Ayin Rab Kvegan, Gulin Hashas, where he says, Ayin Chulun, Daf Kufyu Gimel Abeis, Vitzarachir, and we don't have to go to Chulun Kufyu Gimel, as Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg on the side of the Gemara brings down Nichta Betzida Tzarchi and the Truma Tmeya Betumas Agov Eino B'Misa Kid Isa B'Chul and Kufi Gemara Beis. And why does Rashi say that the Kohen would be Chayim Misa Ayin Sham? And the Gemara continues Va'am Rava, and Rava explained Va'am Lo Kedi, and some say that the person who explained this was named Kedi, and some explain that the word Kedi means that it was said without a name and it wasn't said by Rava, but we don't know who said it. That the way we should learn the price is as follows: if Ruvain, who is a czar, ate Truma Tmeya, Mishalim Kaldu, then he could pay to the Kohen whatever he wants. He could pay Chulin Tyrin, or he could pay Chulin Tmeya. And of course, this makes sense because he ate Truma Tmeya, and therefore, by paying Chulin Tmeya, that's not worse than paying him with Truma Tmeya. And Achal Truma Tmeya, however, if Ruvain ate Truma Tmeya, Mishalim Chulin Tyrin, then Ruvain has to pay the Kohen back with Chulin Tyrin, which will become Truma Tmeya. However, Shil Chulin Tmeya, if Ruvain pays the Kohen back with Chulin Tmeya, even though, of course, this will be less valuable to the Kohen, as he saw eat Truma Tmeya, and now he's paying back with Chulin Tmeya, which will become like Truma Tmeya. Mao, what will be it in? Sumchas im Mishum Rameya. So Sumchas said in the name of Rameya, Beshege Tashlum Tashlumin, Bebezin in Tashlum Tashlumin, that Beshege it would be a valid Tashlumin, as the Maisa he did this Beshege, and we don't class him. However, if he does so Bebezin, then we do not consider this a valid Tashlumin, as we would class Ruvain, since Ruvain ate Truma Tmeya, and he paid back Chulin Tmeya. However, Chamaimim, Echazeb Echazeb, Tashlum Tashlumin, the Chacham say it doesn't make a difference. If Ruvain paid this back Beshege or Bebezin, we still consider the valid Tashlumin, V'chayzu Mishal Chulin Tmeya, and even if Ruvain paid back Chulin Tmeya and Beshege, we still knas Ruvain that he still has to make another payment of Chulin Tmeya to this Kayin. And Rashi explains that the reason why Lefira Meir Beshege Tashlumin Tashlumin is because all agree that when Ruvain eats the true Matira of a Kayin and he did so only Beshege, then Midiraisa, all he has to pay back is Lefi Mida, and since he ate a pound of Truma, for example, even though it was Truma Tmeya, all he has to pay back is a pound of Truma, and if he pays back Truma Tmeya, or he paid back Chulin Tmeya, that would be a valid Tashlumin to the Kohen on a Deraisadik level, and it's only Midrabbanan that Rabbanan said that since you ate Truma Tmeya, we require you to pay back the same value as what you took, and therefore you have to pay back Chulin Tmeya, which turns into Truma Tmeya. And therefore, this entire din of this Braisa is based on a din Rabbanan, and as the Gemara continues, the machlekes between Rameh and the Chachamim is if we will knas Shege Yot HaMezid, as Lefi Rameh we don't knas Shege Yot HaMezid, and that's why B'Shege Tashlumin Tashlumin and B'Mezid in Tashlumin Tashlumin, because the Chachamim knased you as since you didn't pay back Chulin Tmeya, so in you miskaven l'hafsid HaKoyin, so we knased you and we said it's not a valid Tashlumin, and the Chachamim say that even B'Shege we said the same knas and we said it's not a valid Tashlumin, we require Ruvain to pay back Chulin Tmeya, and therefore from this price to the Gemara Yis Rameh, as we said that Lefi Rameh knases Shege Yot HaMezid by a din Rabbanan, and over here B'negei is din where it's only a chiyuv to pay back with Chulin Tmeya based on a din Rabbanan, and still Rameh said we don't knas Shege Yot HaMezid, and the Gemara answers this is not a question on Rameh because Hachi Hashta Hasam Gavul Shlumin Kamechavin I'm not naked Velikusay doesn't make sense. Then in this case Ruvi made a mistake and he ate truma of a kohen that was tar and he wants to pay the kohen back and he's trying to do the right thing and he just doesn't realize that he had to pay back Chulin Tmeya and he pays back Chulin Tmeya, there's no reason to knas him. However, in the Braisa, when Rameh was discussing by Mitame Medamea, where he did something where he wasn't misasik in something good, and he actually was Mitame someone's produce, or he was Mitamea someone's truma, so over there it makes sense that we knas Shegig or Tumezid. The Gemara continues and asks another question Rameh from a Braisa, Toshma, Dam Shinitma Vizarkoi Beshegig Hurtso Bemezid Loi Hurtso. If Dam of the carbon becomes Tame, then the Tzitz is Miratza, and really the Kohen should be able to go and spritz this blood, and the din is if the Kohen goes and uses his blood, then if he does so b'shogeg, it actually works, and as Rashi says, umutta bas b'achila, and not only is the carbon valid, but the bus is also mutta b'achila, however b'mezid loy hutza, and as Rashi says, midrabbanan, v'knasu lesa bas b'achila, that is a knas, that the bus will be also b'achila, our bailum neskapu, but certainly the bailum have a kapara, because this was a valid zrika, based on the fact that it's a sitzmurata, and once again the Gemara is, that since this din is only a din rabbanan, so l'chayra, why is it that l'fira meya we only got knas you b'mezid, but b'shege would be hurtza? If l'chayra according to Rameya by a din rabbanan, we should knas shege got to mezid. And the Gemara answers, Am l'chayra meya, Rameya responds, Hachyashta, that you can't be a raya against my sheet from here. As hasam gavul chapur come chavin, over there the person wanted the kapara, and once again he was involved in a positive action. And not like v'niklasei, it doesn't make sense that we should knas him, and that's why we didn't knas shege got to mezid. And Rashi points out that really the Gemara could have said that since there's a brisa, so maybe this brisa is not going and maybe this price is only going like Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rashi says that the Gemara wanted to say that we could also explain this price even Lefi Shitas Rameya. And the Gemara continues, Tashma Aliski Uraya from a Mishnah in Masechtas Trumais. And since this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah and Stam Mishnah is Rameya, therefore, of course, we could ask a question Rameya from this Mishnah. And the Mishnah states, Ma'asa B'Shabbos B'Shay Yechol B'Mezi Lo Yechol. We know Midrashi allowed to take off Ma'asa and Shabbos. However, Midrabanan, you can't take off Ma'asa B'Shabbos as it's Mechsek Mesakin. Therefore, if someone takes off Ma'asa and Shabbos, B'Shay he could eat that produce. However, if he does so B'Mezi, then we can ask him and he can't eat it on Shabbos. Once again, since this is a Din Rabbanan, L'Chay Rameya should be Gleizi, Shay Yotu Mezi. On that, the Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta, Hasan Gavla Skudin Kamachavin. Once again, this person wanted to do a positive action by taking off Ma'asa and not in Lake of Anikla say, it doesn't make sense. We should knash show you got to amaze it in this scenario. The Gemara continues. Tashma, we'll ask you another kasha from another Mishnah, Masechtas Trumais, and this Mishnah once again is a Stam Mishnah, and therefore a Stam Mishnah is Rameya, as a matvil kelim b'Shabbos, there's someone tevil kelim b'Shabbos, which once again is an Issur Rabbanon based on Nirukim Masakin Kli, b'Shagi Yishtamish Ben. If you did so, b'Shagi, you could use that Kli on Shabbos, b'Mezid lo Yishtamish Ben. However, if you did so, b'Mezid, you can't be Mishtamish with them on Shabbos, as we knas him for doing an Issur Rabbanon on Shabbos. And the question is, once again, the L'chay L'fi Rameya, the Be'ed Rabbanon, he's Geizah Shayyot Amazin. Why is he not Geizah Shayyot Amazin in this case, if it's an Issur Rabbanon? And once again, the Gemara, he gives the same answer. Hachi Hashto, Hasim Gavel Turi, Mani Kom Chavin. Over there, the person was trying to do a positive act by being Matir his Kaili, and not like Vilik to say, it doesn't make sense, so we will go and Knas Shayyot Amazin. And that's why all these cases are different than Metame Umedamea, where over there you were doing a negative action, and that's why we Knas Shayyot Amazin. And I entice to deal Maskal Dam Shinud Mubizakoi. That even though Rashi said that since the Brisa, really there's no proof that this Brisa is Rameya, as we could answer that's Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Gemara wanted to say that we could even explain this Brisa according to Rameya. However, Taisa says that our Gemara is Soimich on a Stam Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim, from where we could prove that the case in the Brisa of Dan Shinut v'Vizakoi is going with Pishitis Rameya, Ayin and Taisa. And Ayin and Taisa do a Maskal Hamasa B'Shabbos, that he asks, the Maisa we ask from 2 points in Masechtas Trumais, the first from Maisa B'Shabbos, and the second from Machbel Kelim B'Shabbos. And Taisus is that in Masechtas Trumas in Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel, the case of a Matbel Kelim B'Shabbos comes before a Ma'aser B'Shabbos. And why the Gemara asks for a Ma'aser B'Shabbos before we ask for a Matbel Kelim B'Shabbos? Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Rami Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda B'Drabbanon, the Lemaisa we saw before, Rabbi Yehuda holds that B'Negea Mishnah of a Matame V'Amedameya, that Rabbi Yehuda stated, B'Shagi Potter B'Mezid Chayiv, as Rabbi Yehuda is not going to show you to Mezid by Yedin Drabbanon. And as Rashi explained, B'Drabbanon the kill like Connus as a Shagig. And the Gemara will discuss a case of Arlo being bottle. And number one, we know that Midraisa Chabitre should be bottle, as the pasuk says, Achiram Lhatais. And really, there's no difference if something is a Dava Choshev or it's not a Dava Choshev. And Midraisa, the din of bittle should apply. And in addition, B'negea Arlo, even though Midraisa Chabitre is bottle, however, there's a din that it's only bottle with Messiah. And we will see the Braisa will be discussing about a product called as Geize Perach, which were nuts that came from a place called Perach, which were considered choshva nuts, and if these nuts would fall into Orla while it's a whole nut, then it would not be considered batal even be'elef mepnei chashivuson. At least midrabanan, it would not be batal even be'elef because they're considered choshev. However, if these nuts were originally crushed and they were Orla and then they fell into heter, then bittel would be available. And the Gemara continued to Tanya, and we continue on daf nun dal and beis naflu v'nispatzu. If these Orla nuts of a geizah perach choshev were whole and they fell into a bunch of other nuts that were mutter, then as we said, bittel does not apply, as l'maisa, they're not going to be bottle afilu be'elof b'mpnei chashivusan. However, in this case, if after they fell in whole, you crushed up the nuts, and now they're not considered chashev, echad sheigav, echad meizel, lo yalu, divra mei, Rabbi Yehuda, both Rabbi Mei and Rabbi Yehuda agree that it doesn't make a difference if Reuven actually crushed up these nuts b'shoigig, and he didn't do so in order to be mvatel the chashivus, and in order for bittel to apply, and certainly if he did so b'meizel, as he wanted to be mvatel this mixture, then in either case, we knas Reuven, and we say that the mixture would not be bottle, and we see that we knas Shaygot Amazid. And over here, it is a Din Rabbanon, as Midraisa, really Bittel should apply. As number one, even if something is Choshev, there's no Din that Bittel doesn't apply, Afilu Be'elef, and Bittel should apply on a Duraisa level. And number two, Bittel should apply even betray, as the Din Midraisa is that Bittel betray, and you don't even have to have Masayim. And even so, Rabbi Yehuda says that Echad Shaygot Amazid Lo Yalu, and we do knas Shaygot Amazid. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, do not knas shei yotu mezid. And as the Gemara explains, v'hachad b'raisa chab betray bottle over here, b'raisa even one and two should be bottle. And even though it's a davar choshev and it's also arla and rabbanon who degaza v'kachanis Rabbi Yehuda, and the only reason that the bittul doesn't apply is only a din rabbanon. And even so, Rabbi Yehuda said we're going to be guys shei yotu mezid. And even if you go and battle it b'shogeg, we're still going to say it's not going to be bottle afilu be'elef. And the Gemara answers, hasam hayno time Rabbi Yehuda mishum de aslarume over there. Even though generally Rabbi Yehuda would not knas shei yotu mezid, but if he didn't knas shegging in that case, then every time that someone actually goes and mevatlis issa by crushing up the nuts, he will say that he did so b'shegig, and therefore he'll be able to eat his nuts. And in order for this knas to have any teeth, Rabbi Yehuda had to knas shegging yotu mezid. And the Gemara continues, v'yomi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a steer from Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda said, by the din rabbanon, we're not going to be kindness shegging yotu mezid. And as we will see in the Mishnah Masechtas Arla, that Rabbi Yehuda did not even knas a mezid in a case where a person tries to go and be mevatlis. The Tan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Allah, the Tiel Shel Allah Vishal Klai Akarim Shnis Avram Matias Achirius, that if you had a sapling of Allah or of Klai Akarim which got mixed up with other trees, Harezi Lo Yilakit, you can't go and collect them. And as Rashi explains, the Chol Zman Shehebe Mekhima Mechuba Chashiva V'Loi Badla, so any time that they're attached to the ground, it's considered Mechuba, and therefore Bittul doesn't apply. V'Chilakal Paris, and now you're going to go and collect the Paris, Umavatalu Ben Messiahim, and you're going to try to do Bittul of Klaim, which has been Messiahim, or all of which is Messiahim, have Mevatel Isil Chathila, you'll be Mevatel Isil Chathila, and that would be Asa. And the Mishnah continues, the Tanakhama states, Vim Likate, if you go ahead and you do collect these pears, Yalub Echru Messiahim, then it would actually be Batal if it's 1 in 200, or Vachel Yiskavin Lakate, but you shouldn't be Miskavin to collect it, as otherwise you did so Bemazid, and we would Knas you. However, Rabbi Yisir Emeh, after Miskavin Lakate, Yalub Echru Messiahim, even if you Miskavin, you did so Bemazid, it would still be Batal, and we don't even Knas you if you did so Bemazid. So beforehand we saw that even though Rabbi Yehuda did not knas you b'shogeg, but he knas you b'mezid, and over here we see that he doesn't even knas you when you did so b'mezid. And the Gemara answers, "Ha'itma law on that Mishnah we learned Amr Rava Chazaka Ein Adam Oisus Kamer B'Tiachas, that Rabbi Yehuda felt in that specific case it doesn't make sense that we should actually knas Ruvain for going and being mevatel isachatchila, as by Milsal Eshkicha LeGazer Rabbanan, that Rabbanan don't make takanas by something which is not shriach, and it's not shriach that a person will have one tree of Arla or one tree of Klai Yikar that gets mixed up with many other trees. As the normal way for someone to plant new trees is that when they plant a new tree, they mark it and they make sure that they'll know which tree is Allah and which trees aren't Allah. And since the Milsal Eshchicha, therefore like Gazer Rabbanon, even if Reuven goes and bemazes Mevatel Isilachilah, the Rabbanon did not make any knas. However, in the Brisa that we brought at the top of the Amid of Naflu v'Nispatzu, where Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yishimon Aimer, B'shei Yalu, B'mezel Layalu, over there it's Shchiach that something should fall into a Dabah Mutah. And since it's a milsa de shchicha, therefore gazber abanon, and they did knas by mezid, even though they did not knas shayyot to mezid. And the Gemara ends off, "Achin ki asu Ravid am Rabbi Echon, and Ravid came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, over in the name of Rabbi Echon, chazaka in admoises kamer benetia achas." And we continue with the new Mishnah, and we already saw this Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel and Aleph when we were discussing the machlekes between Chizki and Rabbi Echon, if Hezek shein nika shmei Hezek or loy shmei Hezek. We will learn the Mishnah according to both shitas, and the Mishnah states, "Akayhanim she piglu b'mi." If Kohanim go and are mefagel in the base of Migdash, then if they did so b'mezid, they'd be chayiv to pay. And even though it's Hezek Shein Nika, and Rabbi Yechon holds Hezek Shein Nika loy shmei Hezek, however, m'pnei tikkun olam, because Rabbanon want to make sure that people don't go and just make kachim of their friend into pigle, therefore they said, if you do so b'mezid, you'd be chayiv to pay. And according to Chizkiah that holds Hezek Shein Nika shmei Hezek, then the way to understand the Mishnah is a kohanim shepigle migdash mezid chayavin, because even though it's Hezek Shein Nika, it's shmei Hezek, and that's why you chayiv, and we are medayik that if you did so b'shegig, you'd be potter. And even though hezek shein nika is shmei hezek, you'd still be potter mepnei tikkun olam, because we want to make sure that the kohen would tell this person that he's mefagel his carbon, and if we would be mechayiv him to pay, then he may not tell his friend that he was mefagel his carbon b'shegig. And let's remember that Rashi that from Gimel Amud Aleph explained that when the kohen was amazed when he was mefagel the carbon, he's chayiv l'shal d'meim l'baylam shereit tzrich l'habi achayim, because now this baal will have to go and bring another carbon in place of this carbon. So for example, if he's mefagel carbon chatas, then the owner will still have to bring another carbon chatas, and therefore, of course, there is a hezek. And then Rashi says, v'inami nedavi, in a case where this carbon is in a dava, and by a carbon in a dava, there's no chiyuv tashlum, kashu be'inav, shlo hikru kabanai, shrei lahavi deryon mevakish, then it's also bid, because the maisa, he wanted to bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was on a unable to do so, and L'chayu Rashi couldn't say that he actually was mazik this person, because by Nedava he would have been able to eat some of this meat, as a Nedava is brought as a Shlamim. However, L'maisa, a Nedava could be brought as an Oila, and therefore Rashi is covering all the bases. And our Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, Ha'yaisim Roy B'Tayris, if Reuven is working for Shimon, and he's dealing with Tayris for Imaloi, and Reuven says to Shimon, Tayris She'asisim Cha Nitmu, that the Tayris that I was working on for you became Tamei, or Ha'yaisim Roy B'Zvachim, if Reuven was a Kohen, was bringing a carbon for Shimon, Va'amalei, and Reuven says to Shimon, Zvachim She'asisim Cha, this carbon that I was bringing for you in this Baglu became Pigol, Nemon, Reuven is Nemon in both these cases, Aval Amaloi, but if Reuven says to Shimon, Tayris She'asisim Cha B'yayim Plain Nitmu, that the Tayris that I was working for you on a specific day became Tamei, was Vachm Shasism Chabiyan Plani, or this carbon I brought for you on a prior day became Pigal, and the Neman is not Neman. And the Gemara asks, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa, what's the difference between the Resha and the Seifa? Why is Reuven Neman in the Resha and not in the Seifa? Abaye, and Abaye explains, Kol Shbiyadi Neman, that in the Resha, where Reuven was still involved in the Tyrus, or he's involved with the carbon. And as Rashi explains, Resha Gagoyin, Sha'in Biyadi Latamal Baglan, that's still in the hands of Reuven to be able to be Metamed or to be Mefagalit, the Gabi Kabonis, Bekoyin Oibi Kamari, but the Gaya Karb will talk about the Kayin, who's doing Avaida, who could go in Shaydir, being Shrita Lizrika, that he told him between the Shrita and Zrika, for I'm a Begati Beshrita, and he said, I'm a Mefagal this carbon while I was doing Shrita, Shadayim Beyadi Lefagal Besha Avaides, and Reuven still has the opportunity to Mefagal this carbon during the other Avaides of the Dam, I'll be in plain Shikfa Yotzim Yadi Lav Kol Kmine. However, in the Sefer, Reuven is telling Shimon that your Tyrus became Tamei, or this carbon became Pigal on a previous day, so since at this point it's not Biyad Reuven, so therefore Reuven doesn't have Nemanis. And Rava explained that even if it's not Biyad Reuven to be Mefagal or to be Metamei, he still has a right to tell Shimon that it became Pigal or became Tamei, could go into Ashkei Vele Amalei Vele Midi, and the only reason he's not Neman in the Sefer is because Reuven saw Shimon and he didn't tell him anything, or Lubasachi, and only afterwards on a separate day, Ashkei Vele Amalei, he found Shimon once again, and then he told him that you should know on that day, your Tyrus became Tamei, or your carbon became Pigal, and since he didn't tell him right away, therefore he's no longer Neman. However, in the Resha, we're talking about a case where the first time Reuven saw Shimon, he said, you should know your Tyrus became Tamei, or your carbon became Pigal. And the Gemara continues, Ha'uda Amalei L'Chavrei, Reuven said to his friend Shimon, Tyrus Hasisim Chabiyim Plain Nidimu, that the Tyrus that I worked for you on this specific day became Tamei, also coming to Rabami, so they went in front of Rabami, Amalei, and Rabami said, Shur Sadin Ein Neman, then in this case, since Reuven does not have the Tyrus any longer in his Rishus, and it's not Biyadoi, therefore Reuven is not Neman to actually say that this became Tamei. And Rishonim explained, Rabbi Ami held like Abaya, as if he held like Rava, then L'chayr Rabbi Ami should have asked if he saw him previously or not, as if he didn't see him yet, then L'chayr Reuven should be Neman, as Rava said, even if it's not Biyadoi, but the Mice is the first time that he had the opportunity to do so, and you told him on the first time they were able to do so, then you would still be Neman. And the Gemara continues, Amal in front of Rabbi Asi, so Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Ami, Rebbe, Ata Imekain, Rebbe, you say that he's not going to be Neman, as you're passing like Abaya. However, Hachim Rabbechem Mashum Rabbeisi, that this is what Rabbechem said in the name Rabbeisi, Ma'asa Shatari Menasai, that Lamaisa Reuven will be Neman, because the Torah believed him. And the Gemara asks, Hechen Menasai, where do we see that the Torah believed him? And Amar Bitzel Rabbisna, Kain Gadol Biam Kippur Mechiach, Rabbi Yitzel Rabbisna states that we could bring a Raya from a Kain Gadol Biam Kippur, the Chi'ama Pigal, when the Kain Gadol says that I was Mephagal this Avodah while I was in the Kodesh Kedoshim, or while I was in the Kodesh, Mehemani is believed, Umanaya Dinan, and how do we know that the Kain Gadol actually performed Pigal, Vaksiv, but the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam Le'yabayil Mayed, that no one should be in the Kodesh Kedoshim when the Kain is in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and no one could be in the Kodesh when the Kain Gadol is doing the Avodah in the Kodesh. And keep in mind that L'chira, if you hold like the Rambam, that Pigal can even be done, but Machshava Ba'alma, and there's no requirement for Dibra at all, then L'chira, every time a Kain is Mefagal Karbon, how is it that we actually know that he was Mefagal Karbon? It must be because he tells us, and it must be that we believe him. And L'chira, it seems from our Gemara that the only reason that we have a question if this Kain did Pigal or not is because we're actually not with him, and therefore we're not able to hear that I said I'm doing this Avodah with an improper Kavanah to eat this Karbon Chutzul's Manai, and therefore some Rishonim want to bring a Raya from here that Pigal has to be done Bedibah, and this is the Shita of Rashi as well as many other Rishonim. Our Gemara continues, V'dilma de Shemani de Pagal, how do you have a Raya that we believe the Kain Gadol? Maybe it's because even though we can't see the Kain Gadol, but we heard that he said he was Mefagalit, and the Gemara answers, Ilav de Mehemen, Afagal de Shemani Nami Loi Mehemen, that if not for the fact that we actually believe the Kain Gadol by him saying that I was Mefagal the Kabin, even if we would actually hear him be Mefagal, we would not not be able to believe the Kohen Gadol, the Dilma Labasi HaChikama, as maybe he was not in the middle of the Avodah any longer, and at the time that he made a statement that sounded like he was doing Pigol, he already finished Avodah, and therefore it wasn't a proper Pigol, and therefore we have a Raya that we believe a Kohen Gadol in this scenario, and the same applies to the person that said that was Metame Yeraitim, and the Gemara asks, even though it's true that you're not able to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim together with the Kohen Gadol, and you can't go into the Kodesh while the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah Yom Kippur, however, there was a small doorway that led into the Kodesh where people could see through, and there was also a small opening that opened up into the Kodesh Kedoshim where someone was able to see in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And maybe the only reason why we believe the Kohen Gadol is, number one, we heard him being mefagel the carbon, and number two, at that point we saw that he was still in the middle of the Avodah, and therefore it was a valid pigle, and therefore you can't bring a raya that in the case where you actually did not see the Kohen Gadol being mefagel and you did not hear him being mefagel, that we would actually believe the Kohen Gadol by himself. And the Gemara ends off kasha that this is a valid question, and the Gemara continues, oh, there was a person that came in front of Ami Amalei, and he said, does this say that I wrote for Shimon the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wrote inside it, I did not do so Lishma, and therefore the Sevetari is Pasol Amalei. So Rabbi Ami said to Reuven, Sevetari Biad Mi, who has the Sevetari Amalei? So Reuven said, Biad Lekech, I already delivered this to Lekech Amalei. And Rabbi Ami said, Neman Atal Havzit Tzchorcha, that even though you Neman to lose your schar, as you said, you didn't do a proper job, however, Viat Neman Havzit Sevetari, you're not Neman to be Mavzit the Sevetari, and the Sevetari will be kosher. And as Rashi says, since at this point it's no longer in your hands to passel the Sevetari, and it seems from Rashi that this Tainer of Rabbi Ami was going Lefi Abaya. However, Ayin the Rajba as well as Ritva, who are chiluk if Rabbi Ami is going Lefi Abaya or Lefi Rava. And the Gemara continues, only Rabbi Yimi, so Rabbi Yimi said back to Rabbi Ami, and he did this at Schar Skaris, even though he should lose out the Schar for writing the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Schar the Sevetari, Kule Mihifsin, why should he lose out the Schar for writing the Sevetari? And it's a bit Sarach Bia, what Rabbi Yimi is tying it was, as Omalei Rabbi Ami responds back to Rabbi Yimi, in, of course you should lose the entire Schar, as Shekol Sevetari, Shein Eskarish like Suvas Lishman, Ein Eshav Aklum, as any Sevetari where the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not written properly, then the Sevetari is puzzled completely, and therefore, of course, he should not get paid for the Sevetari at all. And some explain that Rabbi Yimi now responds to Rabbi Ami and explains the Shita, and he says, V'lev alayu komis v'liktashe, that I hold that the Sevetari is not necessarily completely puzzled, as you can still take a quill, and you could write over the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do so Lishma, and that will make it Kaddish, and the Sevetari will be kosher. And because of this Svara, Shimon can now take the Sevetari and use it, and he'll only have to pay for the rest of the Sevetari and not for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Shimon himself will be able to use a quill and fix up the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he won't necessarily need the services of Reuven. And the Gemara continues, by the fact that Rabbi Ami did not say that he could be Ma'avala Komas V'liktashe, so Kaman, who is Rabbi Ami going like, name it like Rabbi Yehuda, let us say that Rabbi Ami doesn't hold like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, and some agrees to Tanya, as this is a Braisim and Sechta Seferim, HaReisha Yitzarach Luchtav as Hashem, if Reuven at this point had to write the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he had to write Yudkei Bavkei, V'niskavin Luchtav Yehuda, and by mistake he had in mind to write the name of Yehuda, and to add in a Dalid, V'tov V'lo Hitl by Dalid, and Lamaisi made a mistake, and instead of writing Yehuda, he actually wrote Yudkei Bavkei, but Lamaisi didn't have the right Kavana, Ma'avalo Kumas U'makachei to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you could still take a quill, you could write over the name of Yudkei Bavkei, and that would be fine, because ultimately you have Kavana for Yudkei Bavkei. The Chacham Imrim, Ein Hashem L'Mavcha, and the Chacham argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that this would not work, and this Shem Hashem is not Min HaMavcha, and therefore the Sefer Torah would be Pasul. And Lemaisa, by the fact Rabbi Ami said that this Sefer Torah is not kosher, and therefore the Sefer should not get paid for the entire Sefer Torah, we see that he holds like Chachamim and not like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara explains, I feel the tame Rabbi Yehuda, really we could say Rabbi Ami holds like Rabbi Yehuda, as I can't like Rabbi Yehuda, El B'chada Askara, the only time we see Rabbi Yehuda said it's kosher to be Ma'avel of Kumas is when you had one name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was done improperly, Avot Kula Sefer Torah, but if you had all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire Sefer Torah that was written improperly, Loi, you can't go and take a quill and write over all the names, Mishun the Mexican Menumba, as at that point, even if you write it with the same type of ink, it would still look spotted, as you'll always see that the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doubled over, and it will look different than the rest of the Sefer Torah, and that's why Rabbi Ami says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this Sefer Torah would not be kosher. That's why Rabbi Ami told the Sefer that even though you're not Neman Lahafsit Sefer Torah, but you're Neman Atal Lahafsit Schorcha, that you are Neman to lose your payment and to lose your wages. And the Gemara continues, Hahu Da'asal Kamid Ravo, there was a person that came in front of Ravo, Amalei, and he said to him, Sefer Torah Shekhsapta Lepleni, that I wrote a Sefer Torah for Shimon, Gvilin Shaloi Levatim Lishman, and his parchment I did not process Lishman, and therefore it would be puzzle, Amalei. So Ravo responded, Sefer Torah Biad Mi, who has the Sefer Torah? Amalei. So this person said, Biyabli Keach, that I already gave it to Shimon. And Amalei, so Ravo responded, Matech Shat Nemel Hafsit Schacha, because you believe to be Mafsit Yischar, Hat Nemel Hafsit Sefer, you also believe that the Sefer Torah is not kosher. We continue on Dafnun Hilman Alf, and the Gemara is, Maishnam Rab Ami, why is Ravo Sak different from Rab Ami? As Rab Ami said that the Sefer is not believed in the Gay of the Sefer Torah, even though he will lose his Schar, and Ravo said that he believed in the Gay both. And the Gemara answers, Hasim Ikalame Matay Rab Yemia, over there, Benegay of Sefer Torah, we could say that the Sefer thought that all that he passed was the Shemais, and he would be able to write over the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he just thought that he would lose out some money, and he didn't think that he would pass the Sefer Torah, and therefore he didn't think it was a big deal for him to lie, and Reuven was only trying to bother Shimon, and therefore we say that Reuven is not believed, as we say that it must be that he was lying. However, the Gemara continues, Hacha, in the case of Ravo, since we're talking about the Gvil, and there's no way to say that the Sefer Torah would be kosher if the Gvilin were done Shalei Lishma, Kiri the Kamasi Kuli Igra, since in this case, Reuven understood that he would lose all of his money and all of his payment and his wages for writing the Sefer Torah if this Gvil was possible, and even so, V'asa V'ama, and he still said that this Sefer Torah is possible, Ema Kushta Kama, therefore certainly we have to say that it must be that Reuven was telling the truth and this Sefer Torah is possible, and that's why Ravo said, Metech Shatanem Lahavsit Scharcha, Atanem Lahavsit Sefer Torah, and we will stop over here.